Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Carla, thank you very much. Staying with the global glitch, Brian O'Donovan, our working technology correspondent, joins me again. Who's been hit most recently, Brian?
Well, Philip, just literally in the last few seconds, I've received a statement from the National Cybersecurity Centre, Ireland's National Cybersecurity Centre. It says that it is aware of a global incident concerning the latest update of CrowdStrike security software. It says the centre is contacting its constituents and stakeholders to best ascertain the level of impact to Ireland. Whilst there are impacts in several sectors, the centre says, all essential services continue to operate normally. Similarly, government IT systems are currently not affected. So good news there. It goes on to say that the update from CrowdStrike is causing what's commonly being referred to as the blue screen of death that we spoke to in the first hour. It's a systems crash where the Windows operating system can no longer operate. CrowdStrike has identified the cause of this issue and provided advice on how to restore it using a workaround. This is a worldwide issue affecting all CrowdStrike customers. It is not localized to Ireland. And then the NS and some cybersecurity center giving updates on what people can do next. So I think that's quite a helpful and clear statement, Justin, from the National Cybersecurity Center, saying, yes, we're aware of this. Yes, there's been some impact in Ireland, but government essential services all continuing to operate as normal. And we reported that in the first hour, that certainly on the health side of things, while we saw in the UK and Germany, hospitals, GP surgeries being affected, the HSE saying today that it is not seeing any impact on its systems. Mm-hmm. Similarly, on Garda Síochána saying no impact to its systems. Transport operating as normal in terms of bus, in terms of rail. There were some issues, however, with the Leap Card apps and the Transport for Ireland apps not functioning at full levels, but still functioning nonetheless.
So nothing absolutely critical taken offline there, but a bit of a pain in the backside if you had intended to get your car tested at an NCT centre today.
That's right. Just in the last few minutes, the NCTS, the National Car Testing Service, updating users saying that there are issues with its systems today and it is having problems. And if you look down along the line of the customer queries and the replies on social media, lots of questions on X from people saying, well, what do I do? I was booked in today. I don't know what I'm going to do. Or the money that I've paid for today, can that be transferred over to another day? To be fair to the NCT system, it looks like they're responding pretty quickly on social media. So perhaps that's where people should go if they do have queries today. Just in the last few seconds, it issued a reply to somebody saying it would be giving an update at noon on where its systems are. Customers also being urged to contact the call centre and a number given out again on its social media channels if they are concerned about the National Car Testing Service today.
Brian O'Donovan, thank you very much. I'm also joined now by Brian Honan, cybersecurity consultant with BH Consulting. Brian, how did this happen?
That's a very good question, Philip, and it's one that we'll have to wait for CrowdStrike to come back to us and give us details as to how this update got released and had the impact it's had.
Can I refine the question a little bit and say, look, mm-hmm. of course, there was a line or two of bad code in there. Accidents mm-hmm. happen, mistakes will be made. But how on earth is it that they thought that it was all right to release this worldwide simultaneously?
That's the nub of the issue, Philip. Exactly. It's what testing and quality assurance processes were in place within CrowdStrike to test the code before it was released. And what did they have in place to ensure that it wasn't going to cause this disruption? Because as Brian O'Donovan has rightly outlined there, there are huge impacts worldwide for companies and it's causing major disruption globally.
I have the full statement from George Kurtz, the CEO of CrowdStrike, in here. As Adrian Weckler was pointing out, there's somewhat different use of the English language by techies than the rest of us. So you might help me parse some of this if I just read the statement
sure.
from beginning to end to start. CrowdStrike is actively working with customers impacted by a defect found in a single content update for Windows hosts. Mac and Linux hosts are not impacted. This is not a security incident or cyber attack. The issue has been identified, isolated, and a fix has been deployed. We refer customers to the support portal for the latest updates and will continue to provide complete and continuous updates on our website. We further recommend organizations ensure they're communicating with CrowdStrike representatives through official channels. Our team is fully mobilized to ensure the security and stability of CrowdStrike customers. And that's where the statement ends. So let's just go back to the beginning of that. A defect found in a single content update for Windows hosts. What's that in English?
In English, it means that CrowdStrike released an update or a fix to an issue they identified in their software overnight to all customers who are running Windows PCs, be that laptops, PCs, servers, point-of-sale systems, endpoint devices, etc. So this regularly happens in that software always has software issues and software bugs. So this update was to the CrowdStrike software itself, which, being a security software, is heavily integrated and heavily embedded within the Windows operating system. So when something goes wrong with software like that, it can have disastrous effects on Windows.
Which explains then, does it, the next line that Mac and Linux hosts aren't impacted. It would only be if you have a Microsoft OS
Correct.
In your computer. What though if you have data centers that are hosting jointly Mac and Linux-backed systems as well as Microsoft systems? Is there any possibility of cross-contamination there?
No, there wouldn't be. But what the issue could be, there might be interdependencies on those systems. Mm. So you could have a Windows server providing a database or a data to a Linux server or a Mac machine, and with the Windows server down, so the systems running on the Linux and Mac machines won't be able to get the data, and therefore their service will be impacted as well. And we're seeing that happening. Brian, in his update, highlighted the various organizations that have been directly impacted by this, such as the NCT company. But there are companies being impacted by this indirectly because their suppliers are companies they rely on for IT services or IT applications or cloud services would have been running Windows with CrowdStrike on it, and they're now unavailable. So their systems are being impacted as well. So what today is highlighting really is the huge dependency we as individuals and as businesses have on IT
Indeed.
And the internet.
Let's go on with the statement, though, Brian, and interpreting it. Because as Adrian Weckler was suggesting, there's one word in the next line that is going to prove to be key here. The issue has been identified, isolated, and a fix has been deployed. Now, if your systems are down, is that deployment actually going to rectify things, or what do you have to do?
Yeah, That deployment will fix the problem on any machines that are still up and running. But any machines that have crashed, which is the majority of machines today, and are unavailable, will actually need an IT person to go and visit each of those computers.
Oh, good Lord.
And manually fix them. So, as you can imagine, in many companies with remote workers, hybrid workers, offices are spread all over the world. You're going to have, I think many IT people are going to have a long weekend in front of them, unfortunately.
Which leads on to the next line. Then we refer customers to the support portal for the latest updates. Fat lot of use the support portal is going to be if you're looking at a blue screen of death.
Well, yes. The support portal will have the software fixed. It also will have the manual workaround that the IT people can do on machines that have been impacted with the blue screen of death and brought down. But the complication on top of this as well, just to add more fun to the IT people, is that if those machines have been encrypted, so the disks on them have been encrypted using the Windows BitLocker software, which is built into Windows, you're going to need the decryption keys as well to unlock those machines. So this is going to be cause many headaches for companies, and it won't be fixed anytime soon.
Be nice to your IT people, ladies and gentlemen. It's not their fault, is it? Oh, good Lord. So what, as the dust does begin to settle on this, Brian, is recommendation number one? What needs to be done?
Well, what needs to be done is I think companies need to sit back and review this incident, whether you've been impacted or not, and realize that with our dependence on IT, we need to have robust cyber resilience and business continuity plans in place so that if something does happen, because today it's CrowdStrike, but next week or 6 months down the road, it could be another system, another software vendor resulting in an issue. And we need to have appropriate plans in place. How do you continue your business and providing your services to your customers if you have a major IT outage? And this is where we're seeing regulation coming in from the EU, such as the Network Information Security Directive, it's called NIS2, and also the EU DORA Act, the Digital Operations Resilience Act, which is going to put onus on organizations in critical infrastructure, such as airlines, airports, banks, etc., to make sure they have these plans in place. So it's important that we have those things in place.
Brian Honan, cybersecurity consultant, BH Consulting. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Coming up after the break, we're going to be going live to Milwaukee.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.